Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to The Fighter's Voice with Don McGuire, presented by Finished MMA and the United Way Merced.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is The Fighter's Voice, and I'm your host, Don McGuire. You know, we have a tremendous show tonight. Invicta FC is 30 is in Kansas City tomorrow. I'm slated to shoot that. It's a tremendous card, but there's a fighter on the card that has caught the attention of everybody, and the anticipated Bellator, already screwing up the interview, Don. And Invicta 30 in Kansas City is much anticipated by many, and that being Ashley Zapatilla. Hope I said that right. I apologize. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. Actually, it's Alicia Zapatilla, but you're pretty close.
I'm trying. It's been a long night. I'm getting ready for the show tomorrow. You know, one thing I wanted you on the show, and I'm glad you came on, was you look at what you've done for the sport, you know, and it's been tremendous thus far, even being a short career. When you look over your shoulders, you see it now. How much does this fight mean in Invicta FC tomorrow mean to you?
You know, having my first fight in Invicta means a lot to me. As of right now, Invicta is the highest that atomweights can go in the sport. So to be considered and be a part of it is such a great opportunity, and I'm looking forward to being able to fight on the card.
Yeah, most definitely. And I truly apologize. I've screwed up the total beginning of this show. My mind is deep in thought. But, you know, you look at life, and we often pick different careers and paths in our life. What was it initially that inspired you about sports? What led you down that path to the cage as we know it?
Well, when I was little, I just started wrestling because my brother wrestled when I was little, and I was always in the practice room, and I just thought it was fun, you know. I would run around with the boys team, and then eventually I learned how to do a drop step, and then just kind of led into me practicing with them. And one day my dad asked me if I wanted to if I wanted to wrestle in a tournament. And then when I was younger, actually girls weren't really supposed to wrestle, so I guess being told that I wasn't supposed to do something really drove me towards doing it even more. And, and you know, I would watch fighting in high school and everything, and I always liked it, and I always kind of found myself drawn towards it. And I guess when I went into my first practice, I fell in love, and I knew that this was what I was going to do.
Yeah, that's pretty cool, because kind of reminds me a little bit about the Tanya Evinger story. I know Tanya Evinger quite well. She's been on my show a multitude of times. She had the same thing in wrestling when she was younger. You know, you look at society, and sometimes they're cruel and they don't understand. But, you know, here you are now, and you're set to fight probably one of the biggest fights of your career thus far. You know, what do you see perplexing in your outing with Jillian DeCourcy?
You know, I see tomorrow being an interesting fight. The stylistic matchup is an interesting one. We're both grapplers, but I'm a bully, and I'm gonna go out there. I'm gonna force the fight onto her. You know, I'm the best wrestler that there is. No one else in the atomweight division is even as close to being on my level. And you know, I'm excited to showcase that and also show that I'm not just a wrestler. You know, I think it's going to be an interesting fight.
I think so too. And I think it's a much, like I said earlier, it's a highly anticipated fight for tomorrow night. Quite a few of my colleagues are talking about it. Social media is buzzing about it. So I'm really looking forward to it, but I kind of want to take a step back for a moment, and because I've shot for Kunlun fights. So What was it like for you to get that moment in Kunlun and get the win?
Oh, when I went to Kunlun, it was an awesome moment for me. You know, it was a title fight at 125, and I'm a 105er, and, you know, usually anyone smart wouldn't take that fight, you know, two weight classes above, you know, their weight class. But we watched the girl, and we were very confident that I could win. I mean, when I went there, the girl was 5 pounds heavier, and we had to fly someone in on a day's notice from Tiger Muay Thai that I knew nothing about, but I was all the way in China, so I wasn't going to say no. That was such a great experience. I got to stay in such a beautiful resort, and everyone in China was very welcoming to me, and just seeing their culture, it was great. You know, it was a great experience.
Yeah, you know, I hear a lot of fighters talk about their experience, you know, over in Kunlun and over in different aspects of overseas, and, you know, that you get these tremendous stories, and what it does is it creates memories not only for the promotion but for yourself. You know, I saw something out there that kind of intrigued me, so I figured I was going to ask you it. You put a statement on one of your social media sites that says, "Hi, my name is Alicia, and I heel hook white belts." What's the story behind that?
Actually, I am the reason that there has been a rule implemented in our gym that you can no longer leg lock white belts. Because, I mean, when I go against any guy who's bigger than me and just using their muscle, and I mean, even if they're newer, I kind of go to something that they aren't going to know, and most of the time that is a heel hook or a leg lock of some sort. So, yeah, I kind of posted that as a joke. I mean, even though it is very true.
You know, how much of the jiu-jitsu aspect do you feel is going to be perplexed in tomorrow night's outing?
I think the jiu-jitsu will be a huge part of it. My wrestling mixed with my jiu-jitsu is a different style that I don't think almost any girl in my weight division has had to go against. I'm a purple belt, and I know that Jillian is a brown belt, so, I mean, I'm prepared for anything that she's going to throw at me. Yeah.
Well, you know, I think it's tremendous what you've done because you're a wrestler. You practice the art of jiu-jitsu. You do all aspects. So when you look at it, technically, you're what we can, us old-timers, consider a new era fighter, Alicia. And, you know, that's what's stepping up the future of the sport. That's what's creating great moments in fights is warriors like you that are well-rounded. You know, you look back in the sport in the early day when I got into it, you know, it was either a ground practitioner against a striker.
Mm-hmm.
It was never like it is today. And now you guys are well-rounded. And truth, you know, to be known, as most people say, you have to have that aspect that you do to be a winner in the sport
mm-hmm.
today. So I commend you on that. You know, you're the KLF world champion. What did that moment mean to you?
That moment meant so much to me, winning the Kunlun fight world championship. I think that everybody, they're striving to be a champion and a world champion. And the fact that I was able to achieve that my second professional fight meant a lot to me. And it showed me how far I can go. Even though my career is just starting, I think that that I made a statement and think that is something to take notice of.
I do too. You know, I've been with Invicta for many years, and they're a tremendous promotion. The UFC wouldn't even have to have half the stable fighters that they do today if it wasn't for Shannon Knapp. What did it mean to you, Alicia, to have Shannon Knapp reach out to you and have you become a part of Invicta Fighting Championships?
You know, like you said, Invicta is, you know, if almost all the girls go through Invicta to get to the UFC. And the fact that Shannon Knapp saw the potential in me, it really meant a lot to me. And I'm very excited to go out there and show everybody why she saw potential in me and why there's such a big you know, why I have such a big following. And I'm just excited about it. And I'm so grateful because, I mean, I've worked my entire life. I've always been a really hard worker, and I'm thankful that it's showing.
Yeah, you know, and it's tremendous that it's like we said, it's an Invicta, because Shannon is tremendous. I love the organization. I think it's tremendous what they're doing. You know, you sit back and, you know, even though you had a short career thus far, how do you take in all the aspects that you've gained? I mean, you truly have done a lot in the sport in a short amount of time. Who would you, if you had to look back, who would you say is the greatest intent or the truest mentor in your creation?
As far as martial arts, I would definitely say James Gray, because, you know, I think that he helped me see that I have so much more potential than I thought. I mean, at first I kind of got off to a rocky start, and honestly, if it wasn't for him or Danny Bear, I probably wouldn't be here today. They both helped me just come as far as I have and really get my mind right and get, you know, just everything right and see how far I can go and actually see how much potential I have, because, I mean, nothing can stop me. I know that I am going to be the best, and nothing's going to stop me until I prove that.
Yes, you know, very well said. Are you talking about David James Gray?
Yes, James Gray.
Yeah, he's an awesome, awesome dude. we're friends in life and in social media. He's a tremendous aspect of the sport. You know, he had an opportunity at a very young age to be a part of the Olympic wrestling team trials qualifier. You know, at that age, you know, life is crazy to begin with, but what was it like having that thrust on you, and what did you take away from that moment?
James was actually the reason why I went and tried to qualify for the Olympic trials. He was just out there, and, you know, I was checking out the tournament and the results of how everything was going, and I noticed that a lot of the girls that were qualifying, I had beaten before, and I just kept telling him, you know, like, oh, I beat this girl, and he's like, Alicia, there's a last chance qualifier, you need to go. So I went out and I pinned everybody. I mean, I hadn't wrestled in 2 years, and then I went to the Olympic trials. It was in the Iowa Hawkeyes. It was in their basketball court. It was completely packed full. It was in their stadium. It was completely packed full. It was probably one of the greatest experiences of my life. You know, I'd given up on wrestling, and James pushed me to not give up on it and see how far I could go. And the only girl that was able to beat me was the previous bronze Olympic medalist. And that says so much. And I am definitely going to give it a go in 2020. I'm very excited to see where I can go with wrestling.
Yeah, that's a tremendous aspect. You know, a good friend of mine, Juan Archuleta, he comes from wrestling. And then you look at Joey Black Ice Davis with Team Body Shop, who fights for Bellator, Aaron Pico, Brandon Halsey. You're starting to see this trend in fighters like you that are creating greatness in the sport. What does Scorpion Fighting Systems truly mean to you, and what has it done for you as a fighter as a whole?
Scorpion Fighting System, realistically, the gym is just a great environment. You walk into a lot of gyms, and everyone holds this kind of ego. And it's kind of uncomfortable, especially being a female in a male-dominated sport. James has just created this great environment for everybody. And, you know, to go there and be able to train with as high quality of training partners that I have, I don't think it's coincidence that we all just gravitate towards SFS, and that we are all helping each other achieve our dreams. SFS means a lot to me, and, you know, I can see myself going anywhere else. I found my home, and I was very lucky to find it at a young age.
Yeah. Tremendous aspect. I mean, they're creating great fighters. You're not one of the first fighters that I've interviewed from there. So, you know, I'm honored to see what they're doing in the sport, and tremendous to see that aspect. You know, tomorrow is going to be one of the biggest fights of your career thus far in some aspects. What does it mean for you the night before, as I called it, the calm before the storm? You know, how do you sit back, prepare yourself? I've asked world champions the same question. You know, how do you sit back and reflect on who you are and the warrior that you're going to be tomorrow as you make that walk out to the cage?
Well, you know, even though tomorrow is going to be one of the biggest fights of my career so far, I mean, I can't put too much stress on it. Tomorrow's just another day in the office. Just going to go out and do what I do. If I make it more than what it is, then that's just going to be doing more bad than good, really.
Yeah.
You know, I've been sitting in the room. I've been reading some books. I've been just relaxing and doing what I always do. And after we get off the phone, I'm probably going to go work out.
You know, I saw a video the other day, you know, and you said you hadn't even started cutting yet, but you came in on point. How easy was this cut for you, or was it really even a cut at all?
This was the easiest cut I've had so far. Well, the easiest cut to 105. I mean, other fights where I fought at 115, 125, obviously I had to gain weight or didn't cut at all, but I didn't change a single thing. I've been working with a strength and conditioning coach. I naturally lost 10 pounds, and I've just been eating right and eating what makes me feel good. And, you know, I came in 5 pounds overweight, and that was without skipping a meal, and that was with drinking a lot of water. So, honestly, it was the easiest cut that I've ever had. The weight just fell off of me. And actually, this morning I woke up and I went and drank a half a pound of Pedialyte and went back to bed.
That's crazy. You know, you look at your career, and you, like I said earlier, you've done a lot, but then you look at how you had to go about it. And that's what it'll perplex anybody in the sport, a champion, a veteran. But here you are in this short part of your career, and you've had so many canceled bouts. What does that do to the thought process, you know, to a warrior like yourself, Alicia, going forward? And then now that you get an opportunity to fight, you know what's going to happen. You know, how much of that chip on your shoulder from all the canceled fights will perplex in the cage?
You know, I'm not carrying any chip in my shoulder from having so many canceled bouts. I realize that I bring a lot to the table, and a lot of people aren't prepared to fight me. You know, I'm just happy that I finally got a fight.
Right. Well, chip was probably a bad analogy. I apologize.
Yeah. No matter what, I mean, I'm always training like I have a fight, so I'm always ready.
You know, you talked about it earlier, your brother was a wrestler. You know, what does it mean for you, you know, Alicia, to create this new generation for your family in the sport, and also further the legacy of your family name in the sport?
It means everything to me. I think more than anything, it's not even about creating a legacy or furthering my family's name. I want to show all little girls everywhere that they can do whatever they want to do. No matter how many times you're told no, you can still do it. And I think that, you know, getting pictures sent to me, and, you know, people just telling me that their daughters, or even their young sons, you know, just telling me that their kids look up to me, it pushes me to do what I'm doing.
You know, that's an awesome thing, because, I mean, you sit back and you can reflect on, you know, the little kids in life that look up to you, you know, and it helps us grow. I mean, I'll be honest with you, I'm an old man, so it's like I look at life a little bit different than everybody else, and I appreciate certain aspects that are no longer here. And young fighters like yourself, you know, giving back to the youth and in any aspect is a blessing mm-hmm. because, you know, in today's age, let's face it, everything is technology. People don't talk to each other. Society is no longer mm-hmm. the way it used to be. You know, mm-hmm. how much of social media, how much of that aspect do you feel it takes away from you and who you want to be in life?
Honestly, I don't really like social media that much, but I know for my career I need to put myself out there and present myself in a certain way. So it's something that I constantly have to stay up on. And, I mean, even if it's something that I wouldn't normally do myself, it's what I have to do because in this day and age, it's the name of the game, really. And especially being a female in the sport, it's half the battle.
Yeah, it truly is. You know, we talked about it. It's a calm before the storm. Tomorrow's going to be with the biggest fight in your career. Let's say sometime tonight you're in the hotel room and you walk by the mirror and you get a reflection of who you are. What will you see?
I'll see a champion. Because that's what I am, you know, in everything that I do. I succeed, and no matter what, win or lose, I give it my all. But no matter what, I'm walking away with a win tomorrow.
I like that attitude. It's a tremendous attitude to have. You know, you've been in sports a long time. You've been a tremendous wrestler. Mm-hmm. You speak of, you know, the people that created you. You know, how grateful are you to this sport, and what does this sport truly mean to you? I mean, I know you want to be a champion. I know what you know, why you're in it, but what do you take away from it?
You know, I'm very grateful for the sport, and honestly, and I'm so grateful for everybody that's put in time to just help me be who I am. And I think that is one thing that really changed everything for me the second that I started being very grateful and thankful for everybody and everything that they've done for me. I think it really put a lot of things into perspective for me and really helped push me to just achieve my dreams, you know. I don't really remember what... I think I answered half the question, but I don't remember what the other half of the question was.
You're fine. Yeah, I just, you know, you surmised it quite well. You know, tomorrow night you're going to walk out, and once the cage locks, you're going to transform into a different person. What allows, you know, Ashley Zapatel to transform into the warrior that we see in the cage?
Well, Alicia is a very nice person and would never want to hurt anybody, but half fight, it's just business. It's just what I do. It's not personal, but it's a fight, and, you know, it's what I got to do.
Yeah, that's
and,
pretty cool.
I mean,
yeah. The calm before the storm. You know, I gotta ask you this question. I've asked it before on my show, but the way you speak is quite eloquent. So if you had to write down on a piece of paper a statement or a paraphrase to be put in a time capsule, you know, for future generations to dig up and read, what would you want the people or the sport to know about you? What would that statement say?
That is a really good question. You know, other than being remembered as the best, I would hope that, you know, in the long run, that I really helped do something for the sport and further things for women's MMA and just women in general.
See, I have a question. Go ahead.
Oh, no, you're good.
No, I was just going to say, I have a question for you, but I don't want to ruin the moment because it is the night before a tremendous opportunity for you. But, you know, I got to ask this question because I want to know. I think you're a straightforward person in life, and I think you'll answer it with the greatest thought process. You know, I interviewed Jenna Bishop, Professor Jenna Bishop from Gracie, and she talked about inequality and sexism in the sport of jiu-jitsu. You know, have you ever had to deal with that aspect in the sport? And if you did, how do you go about engulfing that or changing that?
Honestly, sexism is something that I've had to face since I was 5 years old. It's nothing new to me. Honestly, I just take it with a grain of salt, and I just go on doing what I'm doing, because if I take what someone else is going to say to heart, then, I mean, that's just going to put me back. It's not going to do anything good for me. You know, I just got to take it with a grain of salt and keep moving towards my dreams, really.
That's a good way to look at it. You know, on our path, we find a lot of people, like you've, you know, a couple of you have already mentioned, that have truly given to us and truly helped build us or mold us into the person we are. You know, and a lot of times we don't get opportunities to tell them how thankful we are or how much appreciation we have for what they did or just for the ones that stood by our side through our journey. So I'm going to give you that opportunity. I'm going to hand you the mic. And, you know, for the people that have truly backed you to this point in time in your career, going into the greatest fight of your life, tomorrow night in Kansas City with Invicta 30, what would this statement be?
Other than my coaches who I've already talked about greatly, I would have to thank my parents for never letting me give up. You know, I didn't come from a lot, but they did everything for me to make sure that I would have a better life than they did, and always pushed me towards greatness. And, you know, I remember being 6 years old maybe 7 and wanting to quit wrestling because it was too hard. And I remember them sitting me down and telling me that I'm not a quitter. It's, you know, if I wanted to stop at the end of the season, that's one thing, but I wasn't going to quit. And I, more than anything, would thank them because they have shaped me into the person that I am today.
Oh, most definitely. That was very well said. You know, the thing that I love about family is, you know, how tremendous the support is, because, you know, come this fight tomorrow night, you've got a huge fan base, you've got a tremendous family, you've got a lot of backing from the sport. I'll be quite honest with you, I haven't seen a fighter so early in their career have such a tremendous fan base and backing in the sport as you do. And I think it's only fair to say and surmise it's what's because of what you've done already and the way you conduct yourself. You know, it's an honor for me to have you on the show, and I think tomorrow night, as we both agree, that it's going to be the biggest fight of your career. What are the final thoughts on the mind of Alicia Zapatella? I can't even speak tonight. I apologize.
You're all right.
You know, as we go into tomorrow night's fight.
You know, I guess my final thoughts are that it's okay to be nervous. Normal. Actually, if I wasn't nervous, something would be wrong, because I'm going to war tomorrow. And, you know, tomorrow may be the biggest fight of my career, but it's just another day. Just doing the same thing, going out and being myself. I can't make it out to be more than what it is. Just another fight. You know, I'm excited. I understand, you know, this is going to be on UFC Fight Pass, and a lot more people are going to see it than what normally sees my fight, and, you know, bring it on. I'm so excited.
a truly tremendous, it's going to be a tremendous night. You know, I know you don't talk crap because, you know, I can already tell that. But if you had to make a statement to DeCourcy about what she can expect from Half Pint, what would it be?
I would just say to Jillian that she needs to expect a fight, and I mean, I am the best at what I do, but don't just be expecting a wrestling match because I'm a well-rounded mixed martial artist. Be expecting a fight.
Fireworks. Fireworks is what I expect. You know, I'm truly honored that you came on the show tonight. You know, your athletic ability astounded me. I mean, because, you know, I look back and I looked at some things, but I honestly don't write down a question. I truly want to apologize for the getting tongue twisted at the beginning of the show, and, you know, things like that happen. You're on live radio. You can't take it back, but you can only be transparent about it. You know, the words that you said about Invicta Fighting Championships are tremendous. The words you said about Shannon Knapp are even more profound. You know, I know you're going to love the organization, you know, as I do. It's a tremendous opportunity in life for a lot of fighters. I think if it wasn't for Shannon Knapp, the women's aspect wouldn't even be nowhere near what it is today. And so I commend her on this tremendous event she's having tomorrow. You know, getting this opportunity in life is huge, you know, because it now opens the world to you and other promotions, as Invicta doesn't really hold no boundaries. They like to see their fighters succeed. What does it mean, on this last question, to you to have that type of promotion that will allow you to fight other places that truly wants to see you succeed as a fighter?
It means so much to me to finally be in a spot where, you know, people are wanting to see me succeed, and, you know, that my hard work is getting recognized, because for almost my entire life, the odds have been stacked against me, and, you know, people have wanted to see me fail. And I'm just excited, you know, it's my time. I've been working hard, and I'm excited to show that. I don't know.
It's cool. You know, I can't wait to shoot your fight tomorrow night. It's going to be awesome. And I'll make sure I get some good shots and send them to you separately. That way you can have them for your own use, because the promotion doesn't post everything. But I wish you the best of luck come tomorrow night. I know it's going to be truly a defining moment for you. You've proven to the sport that you belong here. You've got a tremendous opportunity. You had a great walk in life. And I'm truly honored you came on. At this point in time, I'm going to hand the microphone over to you. And if there's any sponsors, friends or family, social media sites, or just anything else you'd like to add to the program, the floor is yours.
Well, first of all, I want to say thank you for having me on. It really means a lot to me. I want to thank my training partners, which would be Christy Garr, Tabitha Ann, Amanda Bobby Cooper, Danny Berry, my coaches, James Gray, Danny Berry, Clinton Torres, and Brian Fornicero. My parents, who flew all the way out here, want to thank them. And also my brother, who just had a baby girl, and my niece. She means everything to me. I'm so excited to be to have a little niece. And then want to end it with thanking all of my sponsors. Want to thank Evergreen Lake Park. They've been with me from, you know, just back in the Fargo days when they were sponsoring me for going to national tournaments. Frank Verdi at Harbor Tattoo. He does amazing work. Todd Nassif. And then Young Living with Paul. Breakwall Barbecue. Clay Street Grill. Anderson Crew Flooring, Campbell Precision Tool, and then my Griff, and then also my teammate and sponsor, the CJ Berry Group. And anyone can find me on any social media, Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram, at Alicia Zapp, which is A-L-E-S-H-A-Z-A-P-P. kept it nice and simple, kept it the same name on all of them, which is at Alicia Vapp.
You know, and first and foremost, I want to apologize again for the beginning of the show. It's been a long day, and there's no excuse for it. I know your name, but it was like for some reason I had a brain fry right in the middle of it, and you know, you deserved better than
that,
so I apologize for that. But I wish you the best of luck tomorrow night, my friend. You truly deserve it. You know, you've proven yourself in the sport time and time again, and so I wish you the best of luck. Come tomorrow night. I'll meet you before the fights, and hopefully I get to take a picture with you and get to talk with you. But from the Fighter's Voice, we wish you the best of luck on your Invicta debut. It truly will be a tremendous night for you, and hopefully I'll see you and your coaches there.
Thank you. I really appreciate it, and I look forward to seeing you there.
Oh, most definitely. Good night, my friend, and we'll see you tomorrow night at the fights.
Mm-hmm. All right. We'll see you tomorrow.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Alicia Zapatilla. God, I screwed her name up in the beginning, and, you know, it's terrible when I do things like that. I get tongue-twisted, brain-fried. It happens, you know. Here I've been doing this for 14 years, and go and figure I'd get tongue-tied on a simple show with a tremendous young warrior. Right now my board is froze up, so I'm going to have to keep talking until I can get my board to bring itself back up. And I'm not good at filling dead air. But, you know, she's a tremendous young warrior. You know, I can't wait to see this fight now because I tell you what, Invicta does great shows. It's been an honor to be able to shoot at almost every event. Shannon Knapp is truly paving the way for a lot of fighters, and this fighter that I had on my show tonight, Alicia Zapatilla, is one that's proving that. You know, and one thing I like is they give fighters opportunities. Well, it looks like my board is frozen, and I don't look like I'm going to be able to play the end of the show for you. It looks like I'm just going to have to end it. For some reason, the board has frozen. But on that note, I want to thank my sponsors, Finish MMA with Juan Martinez, Cut Man for Hire with Jacob Stitch-Duran, Bite Me Mouth Guards with Joe Rice, and last but not least, the 86ers.net. Truly, all four of them giving back. I got my board back, and we're going to go ahead and play a little of my homeboy Trip on the way out. From the Lunatics fam and the Russian hack job. Have a good night. God bless. See you at the fights tomorrow.
She don't ever act right. She don't know shit about love. She don't ever act right. Always Instagram in the club. She don't ever act right. Act right. I'ma give her that act right. Act right.
I'm like Beckham, and when they don't act right, I expeditiously check them. I see her acting reckless, about to put her on my checklist. She be killing it with that ass like her back is made of asbestos.